Emmett, you wouldn't mind giving us a little education on track wheelchairs.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Emmett Keyser, regional supervisor out of Sioux Falls again. I'm going to be very brief today. We had hoped to have Michael Sam and potentially even his dad Raleigh at the meeting. They were planning to come tomorrow, but with the weather coming in, I think it's best to delay. I'm really excited about sharing some preliminary information, but would like to hope to reserve the balance of my time, I guess, for the following meeting in January. The photos I'm passing out are photos of a current track chair that we have out at Rapid City. We came into possession, or the department came into possession of this track chair through the Youth Hunting Adventures group out in Rapid City. For those of you not familiar with the group, it was started by Jim Skull and a number of local hunters and business people in Rapid City. They've conducted fundraising and raised literally thousands and thousands of dollars to promote youth hunting through their organization in the Black Hills in western South Dakota. They did branch off over into Mitchell, South Dakota. We've got a small chapter there that's done some of the same things, but they've been a wonderful group. And one of the things that Jim Skull happened to be, I think, as I understand it, at a car dealership one day and noticed that there was this used track chair. And he knew a person, her name is Becky Noble, she works at Cabela's, who's disabled and uses a wheelchair, and she enjoys hunting. And so Jim, I don't know if he purchased it himself initially, brought the chair to Becky and said, "What do you think of this? Well, let's get you around hunting." And she was, of course, overwhelmed, as anyone would be. But later, Becky and Jim had conversations that, you know, maybe the best thing we could do with this would be to put it at the outdoor campus, get a trailer so more people could check it out and utilize it for hunting, you know, for those individuals that have disability or mobility issues. And so that's what they decided to do. A trailer was purchased, and you can see the last couple of photos are of the trailer itself. We had that trailer at the governor's hunt this year just to put it on display. It's got some special equipment that allows that trailer to really function in a very positive manner, especially for those people with disabilities. It's got electric jack on the front, electric jack on the two sides and the rear. It's got a solar charger to maintain the battery, and it's got extension cords and, of course, tie-down straps and all the amenities needed. These track chairs, just for the chair itself, depending upon how you outfit them, run anywhere from $15,000 to $18,000. And so when you throw in a trailer that's equipped in a similar fashion, this is usually a 12-foot trailer with a 3,500-pound axle, you're probably looking at somewhere in the total of $26,000 to $28,000 per unit, again, depending on how you can configure them. Action Track Chair Manufacturing out of Minnesota, we actually went to the factory facility with the Sant family not too awful long ago, toured the factory and worked with one of their sales staff, and they developed some posters. You can see the poster. We're calling our effort Operation Mobility. But I'm going to yield the preponderance of my time to Mike and Raleigh Sapp at our next meeting to talk more fully about their efforts. They actually approached the department after Raleigh Sapp, who's become disabled over his lifetime, utilized that track chair. This is from the front cover of our Conservation Digest. I don't know if many of you got to see that issue, but we'll share copies of this at our next meeting as well. But Raleigh has been a longtime fisherman and hunter, and really has taken a great deal of joy in teaching his kids and his grandkids and foster kids how to fish. And with his disabilities, his kids, grandkids went online to find opportunities in the Black Hills. They were planning a family trip, and they looked online and found this track chair that the department provided, this track chair. And Raleigh and his daughter-in-law, I believe, wrote about their use of the track chair and what a what a wonderful experience it was. It allowed him to get back out in the woods and take his grandkids fishing for trout in the Black Hills. And he really writes a heartfelt article. And so the Sam family approaches first by a letter, and then Michael, his Raleigh's son, and I began having some conversations. And they're just frankly very excited about working with the department to help us raise funds to purchase additional track shares. Initially, probably just a couple to use in the fundraising effort, maybe one at Sioux Falls and Aberdeen, but the one in Rapid City. But they would like to envision another dozen track shares stationed across the state and made available for use by those with disabilities or those aging hunters and anglers or trail walkers. You know, our state parks have some wonderful trail systems that are also well utilized by folks with disabilities. So anyway, I'm going to stop there, but just want to give you a heads up. We may be coming back with a resolution asking the commission to, in a formal fashion, just provide support for that effort to begin the process of raising funds. Of course, the department has funds available as well to contribute, but anyway, just wanted to leave that with you today and by way of introduction. So if there are questions, I'd be glad to answer them, but look forward to having Michael and hopefully Raleigh at our next meeting to share their experience and their desire, and they're frankly very excited, and I am too, and it's been a joy to work with their family on this this new adventure. So we look forward to talking with you more about it next meeting.
Thanks, and appreciate it. I'm Sam, not able to phone in for his law enforcement update.
Mr. Chairman, actually, Sam was doing some trainings today, and we originally were going to have him be tomorrow morning. And I'm sure any conservation officer that's listening, the last thing they want is for me to give any details on the law enforcement update. But because of that, and I just tried to get a hold of Sam, he's not available. So, Mr. Chairman, there was nothing pressing on that. Sam is just going to give you an update on how law enforcement activities are going this fall, talk a little bit about road checks that they've been conducting, and some other activities. And so we'll just carry that one over to January. We'll get through all of the deer hunting season essentially, and then Sam will give an update at the January commission meeting on some of those LE activities happening out there.
Very well. That wraps up our agenda for the day. Before I hand it over to Secretary Roebling for a final word, is there any other items of research or topics that my fellow commissioners would like to see the department take on before the next meeting? If not, you can always, as I said, email me or Kevin on those, and we can start to put the right folks in line to put those presentations together. But, Mr. Secretary, I give you the final word.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks to staff for getting through the commission agenda here today. We have a snowstorm fast approaching coming in this evening, so we're trying to wrap things up today and get folks out of here back home safely. So appreciate everybody's diligence in getting the agenda items here covered. It covered very well. Excellent presentation, like always, and I just want to thank staff for all the hard work each and every day that they contribute towards this department. And yeah, it's been great to see some of these year-end reports. License sales have been very strong. Park visitation and camping reservations have been very strong. We have a lot to be thankful for as the year wraps up. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Just to everybody, safe travels. Thanks for everybody that took time out of your day to join us today. We certainly appreciate seeing people attend these meetings and encourage more people to do it in the future. With that said, everyone have safe travels, and we're adjourned.